The Traveler's Journal, November 29th. Celebrating Christmas in Amsterdam. The Dutch are known for their unique attitude about many of life's aspects. That's especially true in Amsterdam, Europe's last capital that understands the art of understatement. It's a city of little bombast or self-importance, with no grand boulevard, epic squares, or monuments to old heroes. Never bombed and substantially unaltered, it combines a contemporary vitality with the cozy warmth of an overgrown 17th century village. Decades of Dutch openness have resulted in an adult population who feel free to indulge their inner child. That's especially true this time of year. Streets along the city's semicircle of narrow canals glow with lanterns announcing the coming of Christmas, and citizens give vent to their creativity. In bakeries, blue-rinsed matrons elbow by henna-haired hipsters to peek at pastries, gingerbread dream houses, and meringue snowmen. The Dutch even have their own take on the timing of Christmas. While December 25th is observed, the big celebration has traditionally been the 5th. That's when the spirit of St. Nicholas, or Sinterklaas, gallops across the land on a gray horse, leaving behind presents for good children. Rather than a right jolly old elf, this Nicholas was a 14th century Dutchman, beatified for saving young girls from prostitution. The seasonal spirit is encapsulated in the Christmas market that sprawls behind Amsterdam's Rijksmuseum. With its Ferris wheel, ice rink, and vendors peddling sugar powder pancakes, it's less fervent religiosity than a giddy sense of youthful hijinks. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.